This is Akashvani, the news read by Mehvash Fatima. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated CG Semi state-of-the-art outsourced semiconductor assembly and test plant in Sanand, Gujarat. Developed with a massive investment of over 7,500 crore rupees, the advanced facility will have an annual production capacity of up to 5 billion semiconductor chips. Earlier, Prime Minister Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone for development projects worth over 1,05,000 crore rupees in Rajasthan. Addressing the program, the Prime Minister said the conflict in West Asia had triggered the biggest energy crisis of the 21st century, but India successfully overcame the challenge through timely decisions, effective diplomacy and prudent management of national resources.
Bharat ne har star par sahi faisle liye, sankat ka samay rehte satik aakalan kiya, prabhavi ranniti banayi, Bharat ke sansadhanon ka santulit prayog kiya. भारत की डिप्लोमेटिक पावर का सकारात्मक इस्तेमाल किया और तब जाकर भारत संकट से उबर पाया है.
The monsoon session of the parliament will commence on the 20th of this month. It will continue till the 13th of August. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju informed that President Draupadi Murmu has approved the proposal of the government to convene the monsoon session of parliament from 20th July. Mr. Rijiju said the session will focus on meaningful debate, discussion and decisions on issues of national importance. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on an official visit to Qatar, Bahrain, Kuwait and Oman from today till 10th of this month. During the visit to these countries, Dr. Jaishankar will be meeting with his counterparts and the leadership. Ministry of External Affairs said the visit will focus on enhancing India's bilateral relations with the countries and also provide an opportunity to exchange views on regional developments and issues of mutual interest. India's long-standing contribution to global peacekeeping mission received a significant recognition as 651 Indian Army personnel serving under the United Nations have been awarded the prestigious United Nations Medal during a ceremonial medal parade held at the permanent operating base Sake in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. The medals were presented during a ceremony honoring the Indian contingent for its professionalism, operational excellence and dedicated service under the United Nations peacekeeping mission. Union Petroleum and Natural Gas Minister Hardeep Singh Puri said that ethanol is not a new concept and has been in use for over a century. Addressing a gathering in Rajasthan, Mr. Puri said that the government welcomes constructive criticism of the government's biofuel blending program and assured that the government will incorporate suggestions into its work and make the necessary corrections. A Delhi court rejected the bail pleas filed by Umar Khalid and Sharjeel Imam in Delhi riots conspiracy case. Additional Sessions Judge Sameer Bajpai of Karkarduma Court dismissed the bail pleas filed by both the accused persons. Heavy rainfall continued to batter several parts of Maharashtra, disrupting normal life across the state. Mumbai and its suburbs received intense showers, prompting the closure of schools in Mumbai, Thane and Palghar. Flood-like situations were reported from parts of Palghar district affecting road and rail traffic. Meanwhile, the India Meteorological Department has issued a red alert for Mumbai, Thane, Palghar and the Ghat areas of Pune and Satara for the next 2 days, while an orange alert remains in force for the Ghat areas of Raigarh, Ratnagiri and Nashik. In FIFA World Cup, the round of 16 is underway between Morocco and Canada in Houston, Texas. Morocco is leading 1-0 against Canada. Azzedine Unahi broke the deadlock for Morocco in the second half of their FIFA match. In another round of 16 fixture, Paraguay will take on France at Philadelphia in United States. The match is scheduled to kick off at 2:30 a.m. In the ICC Women's T20 World Cup, England will take on Australia in the final at Lord's Cricket Ground in London today. The match will begin at 8 p.m. IST. And that is the end of this news bulletin.